Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. We're going to start with the Elul kind of a story, since we are now in the month of Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's the time that we are preparing for Rosh Hashanah. Once there was a little boy who unfortunately didn't have family and didn't have money. So he went begging from door to door, asking people to give him money or to give him things. Came to a certain home. It was a very large home, a home where very wealthy people lived. And he came to the door and knocked. And he said, "Do you have something that I can have that's of value, money or whatever?" They said, "Yes, actually, we have some old clothes up in the attic. You may go up there and get them." So he climbed up. Long, beautiful flight of steps, very beautiful home. And he went up into the attic. On the way up, he saw a beautiful chandelier. And this chandelier was hanging from a long string. And that string actually went up into the attic as well, up to the top of the attic, where it hung from there down to the chandelier. The boy went up into the attic, and sure enough, he found some old clothes. And he saw that he could use some of them. So he took some of them, and he was looking for something to bundle them up with, something to tie them up with. He saw a string, a rope. And this rope went up to the top of the attic and seemed to go down. So I thought, probably nobody needs this rope, but it'd be perfect to tie up my clothing. And so he took out his knife, and he cut the rope in order to take a part of it to tie up the clothing. All of a sudden, he heard a terrible crash, terrible, terrible crash. He ran downstairs to see what happened, and the chandelier had fallen down. It had broken into many, many pieces of glass. It was a huge mess. The chandelier was very expensive, and it fell perhaps on a big, beautiful table and broke that too. Terrible amount of damage. Even the floor probably got broken up from it. Terrible, terrible bunch of damage. The owner of the house looked at the poor boy and said, "What did you do?" He said, "What do you mean? What did I do? I just went up to the attic. I took the clothes, like you said. And then I wanted to have something to tie them together with it. I saw there was a rope there. And I cut it." "Don't you see?" the owner of the house said. "That rope was holding up the chandelier. When you cut that rope to have a little piece of rope to tie around those poor clothes that you took, you cut down the rope that was holding the entire chandelier. That's why it fell and that's why it broke." Now, of course, the boy felt terrible. What does this story teach us? It teaches us that we may think that we're doing a very small thing. We're doing something wrong, but it's very small. This boy did not ask permission to take that rope, but he thought, "No one's going to care if I take the rope. I don't have to ask permission. It's just a little piece of rope." But of course, he was very wrong, because taking a little piece of rope without permission is not permitted. And in this case, it caused a huge loss. A tremendous amount of money and a valuable chandelier. Huge mess, it could have actually injured somebody or worse. And therefore, it teaches us that we should never say that any sin is too small to worry about. But we should try to be very, very careful that we shouldn't ever sin. Of course, it's not easy, but we should try to develop a mindset, a way of looking at life, that we try to stay away from doing anything wrong, even if it's a small thing. Now, when it comes to Mashiach, we want to, of course, try to always stay away from sin, because a sin, of course, delays Mashiach, and always try to do the right thing. Now, how do we know what is the right thing? Well, of course, it says in the Torah. The Torah tells us what's right and what's wrong. But sometimes it's hard to tell what's right and what's wrong. And therefore, we have Chachamim who we can ask. We can ask Chachamim who are kind of like shoftim. They're kind of like judges. They tell us what is the halacha, what is allowed, what's not allowed. But But then there's also advisors. There's advisors, which are people that help us to understand better what the Torah is telling us. Instead of the judge type of a person that just says, this is wrong, this is right, the advisor is somebody who helps us to explain so that we want to do what the Torah says, so we understand why what the Torah says is good for us. And this is also kind of like a prophet for the Jewish people, a Navi. Of course, the Jewish people always had the Torah. Hashem told us at Har Sinai what's allowed and what's not allowed. But the Navi's job is to try to explain to us why it's good for us to keep Torah and mitzvahs. And therefore, in the course of Jewish history, the Navi was always the person that tried to give the Jewish people good advice. And of course, it was good advice that came from Hashem. The Navi would tell over what Hashem told him to tell over, or her to tell over. And it wasn't necessarily new. In fact, it was never a new halacha. No Navi is allowed to tell a new halacha. The Navi can tell us new understandings of Torah, so we understand better how it's good for us to do. And in every generation, there is a Navi. There are Navim, and especially there was a leading Navi. Although there were many generations where it was not clear that there was a Navi, but now that we are so close to Mashiach, as the Rambam says, Nevuah will return to the Jewish people. Baal Shem Tov was the first of these great Navim that were similar to the Navim of the past, and all of the leaders of the generations from the Baal Shem Tov, Mezritcher Magid, Alter Rebbe, Midler Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Rashab, the previous Rebbe, of course the Rebbe, all as leaders of the generation, also advise us, even with prophecy, how the Torah mitzvahs is something which is good for us. And this will help to bring Mashiach so much quicker, knowing that in every generation, especially in our generation, there is somebody who is head and shoulders above the people and can advise us. And we should use the Rebbe's advice in order to fulfill Torah mitzvahs in a better way, and this way to bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.